Now, I also alluded to your website, oldnorse.org, which is an excellent companion, certainly, to the Viking language books, but also for those who are, you know, perhaps not ready to commit to a full textbook and are keen to just get smaller articles for their, you know, readership and what have you. I think that's a great resource as well. Now, how long have you been doing that website? I mean, I've known about it for quite some time and have referred to it many times myself.
You know what? This is all a huge learning process for me. Basically, on the website and whatnot, my students have taken the lead. I've had wonderful students, and I've also been a professor for years in Iceland, and I have students there. So between these, they've really thrown themselves into helping to put this website up. And the idea is to make it a source where one goes to learn Old Norse, to have all kinds of information. And of course, being an archaeologist, I can't help but throw in some archaeology on the Mosfeldt excavations. But and it's a growing thing. And our goal is to make it sort of the a central place where one goes if one is interested in Old Norse. And it's a work in progress, and we're interested in adding to it and making it more interesting. And I'm finding it a lot of fun, actually. We're also working on a series of other texts, of saga translations, where we have a bit of a technique where we try to give all the vocabulary lesson by chapter with notes and maps and stuff like that. So we're hoping to have a series of books, and it's basically myself and my my students who are doing this, and the students have done a wonderful job.
No doubt. Well, I have to ask you, Dr. Bayok, and this is certainly something that I think you could probably answer fairly accurately. You know, there's been sort of this resurgence over the past couple of years in public interest, and you know, with relation to Viking history and learning Old Norse. And of course, you know, one knows why that is, you know, popular TV series and best-selling books. You know, you've written quite a few books yourself. Do you have any sort of inclination as to why that is? I mean, just the fact that this podcast that you and I are talking to each other on right now is listened to by so many people is a testament to that popular public interest as well.
You know what? We're riding a wave. And I've done a little research in this, especially with the Volsung Saga, is that in the 19th century, William Morris translated. You know, William Morris was famous, as you know, he was famous for many things. And he was a designer and had a Klemskot press. He had a press and he did wonderful things. And he loved the sagas, went twice to Iceland. Never knew a word of Old Norse, but he had an Icelandic friend, and I just admire it just greatly, is that William Morris and Eirikur, his name was Eirikur Magnusson, would sit together in front of a fire, and Eirikur would read the Icelandic and translate it. He would read the Icelandic in a book form, and he would give a very rough translation to William Morris, who would wait for the muse to come. And then they would write down how William would translate this thing. And his books, especially the Volsung Saga, became one of the most popular books in all of 19th century English-speaking world. And I have myself held the 27th edition in my hand, I've seen at the time. It was published somewhere in the late 1890s or whatnot. And then came the First World War, and then came the Second World War, and the interest in all this diminished drastically to the point where I mentioned earlier, it was out of print. Basically, it's just so interesting. And we're going through a wave where it's rising again, where the interest in this, because it captures a period in the history of Western society, which is very interesting. Anyway, I'm not sure that answers it, but you know what? I'm a little shocked by the amount of interest in this. And the other thing is, you know, we mentioned these Old Norse. There are just many people who want to learn Old Norse, and it's and of course the sagas are extraordinarily well read.
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting phenomena. That's for sure. Well, Dr. Jesse Byock, it's been such an incredible pleasure speaking with you on the podcast today, and I'll certainly link to all of your works and website in the description below, and really do encourage people to go and have a look at those and purchase copies of some of your books. But thank you again so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you. It's a real pleasure. And also, I want to thank you for your website and your podcast. They're quite wonderful.
Thank you for listening to The History of Vikings.